that you can change your feelings from pleasure to anger overnight, but a mere shade tree that you did not, you didn't do anything to get. Jonah, that's grace. You neither planted nor watered it. It grew up in one night and died the next night. So why can't I likewise change what I feel about Nineveh from anger to pleasure? This big city of more than 120,000 childlike people who don't yet know right from wrong. It's my belief that Jonah stopped fulfilling his purpose in God because he didn't agree with the outcome. If the musicians could come. Everyone from 1 to 101 and older is called by God for a general purpose of glorifying him and making disciples. However, I do realize that God has called us all to a specific purpose that only we are called for. God did whatever it took for Jonah to fulfill his purpose, but Jonah never really gave that same effort back. If I could take you back in the story toward the storm scene, the sailors were doing whatever it took to survive the storm. So they began to get rid of some things that would push, that when push came to shove, they really didn't need. Before the storm, these valuables weren't necessarily hurting their cause, but they weren't exactly helping either. The storm helped them see that. They eventually got rid of Jonah, who was the source of their problem. They were trying to go to Tarshish. That was their destination. That was their purpose. Jonah was trying to go to Tarshish, but was meant to go to Nineveh. Neither one of them were intended to go to the same direction. And so it is with us. If you've got to get rid of some valuables to fulfill God's purpose in you, I'd get rid of them. If you got to shut down Netflix so you can hear the voice of God again, Jonah, I suggest you start there, whatever it takes. If you've got to turn off ESPN or the news channel for a day, a week, a month, it would be in your best interest at whatever it takes. If you have to destroy your account on Snapchat because it takes over your devotion and time with God, I do whatever it takes. Because my purpose in him far outweighs anything else. God loved the world enough. God loves you enough to give his life so that you can have a new life, a new way, a new purpose. He's not willing that anyone should perish but have everlasting life. However, he would warn us that if your right eye or hand offends you or causes you to sin, cut it off. Throw it away. For it is better that you lose one of your members than your whole body go to hell. He's saying that if you got to get rid of some things, then do it. I'm preaching to that individual tonight that's closest to hell. The one who sits on the pew, goes through the motions, yet you are secretly running like Jonah in the opposite direction from your calling and your purpose. I'm preaching to that seasoned saint as well who's been living for God for years, the one who's faithful but has allowed some valuables to creep up and little by little replace our desire to fulfill God's purpose. I think tonight we ought to do whatever it takes to realign our focus to his purpose, not our purpose, but his purpose in our lives. So before we respond, I want to get one thing, that's right, Lynn. I want to get one thing clear. Ain't none of us got it all together. Nobody in this room. The Bible says that we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God, but there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. So I want to get a couple of amens. This church won't judge you if you come up here. Amen? Amen. We're not going to look at you weird if you come up first in the altar. I think we have that bad in Pentecost. We want to wait until somebody else comes up. Hey, I'm getting ready to tell y'all specifically who to come up. And then everyone's like, okay, who's going to go first? No, no, no. Tonight, we all don't have it together. We all don't have it together. So this is a couple of instructions, if you'll stand with me. A couple of instructions. Number one, I want you to come to these altars, to this altar. Number one, and we're going to do this in waves. And if I'm off, maybe I'm off, but I don't think I am. If this is you, I want you to come down to this altar. We're not sitting you out. I'm going to come down. If you've been feeling for a long time that you've been running away from God, going the opposite direction, almost feel like you have no purpose, or can't remember the last time, hear me, this last part. You can't remember the last time you heard his voice. And you want to hear that voice again. And you want to figure out what his purpose is in your life. You've been going through the motions. You've been trying to figure it out. You just don't understand it. You don't get it. And you're just in a season of famine, like we've spoken today. I want to remind you that our pastor just spoke that mustard seed will one day become a tree. But you've got to first, willing to be watered, willing to be planted. And tonight, if you'll be honest with yourself, the first wave is this. If you feel like you need to reconnect, repurpose your life from doing your purpose and linking up with the vine, which is his purpose, I want you to come to the front. Let them come. I want you to come to the front right here. Please, right here to the front. I promise I'm not trying to send you out. God's going to honor their honesty. He's going to honor that. Now, right now, as a church, this is what I want us to do. We're all, I hope we all those who can, I want you to come behind them right now. These are people desperately saying, hey, I need to realign my focus. Everyone that's coming up, I'm assuming that you've already got your focus together. You've already got your purpose together, but I want you guys to huddle up here. And if they come up here, I want you to pray for them. Lay your hands on them. God, we desperately need our purpose back. God, it's been a long time since I heard your voice. Help me, God, remember what it was like. Help me, God, remember what it was like to hear your voice. It's been a long time, and I don't feel like I'm running. Or maybe I am running, but I just want to get close to you again. I'm sorry. Come on, we're not going to be like Jonah and just say sorry for a minute, but we're going to change some things today. God, help me. Give me my purpose back. Tell me what my purpose is. Give me my reason for existing again. Tell me why I'm here.
Thank you.
Thank God for those who came up and recognized, okay, I need to realign my focus again, realign my purpose. And if you can make room for this little space right here, if you feel called to a specific area of ministry, you feel called to a specific area of ministry, whether that's singing, worship leading, preaching, teaching, sleeping, cleaning, to the missions field or whatever have you, if you feel called to something, something specific, I want you to come right here in this middle right here. If you feel God's calling you to a specific purpose, I want you to come in the front. If you guys can make way right here, you too. I love you guys. If you guys can make ways right here for these people that are coming up to the front. Okay. Do you feel called to something outside of yourself, beyond yourself, that it's only God called? Raise your hand if that's you. I want to make sure that's you. Once again, church, can we gather around again and begin to pray? I want you to ask them if they're comfortable. Hey, what is it that you feel called to? Ask them specifically, what is it you feel called to? And then talk with them and pray with them about that. Because God's calling them to a specific purpose. And God forbid that they run away from that. Come on, church, let's pray together. We're in this together. Come on.
Brother Gavin just went to her. Want the Lord to use her in Kentucky. Want our church, if you want to support her, you can give to her. You can give in an envelope. You can give online. Just mark it as missions. And then Jessica Parsons. But If it were not for the Hebrew midwives, we may not have had a Moses. But there were midwives who realized my calling may not be to preach, maybe just to deliver babies into this world, but they were able to preserve Moses alive so God could use him to deliver the entire nation of Israel. Jessica, Sister Jessica, would you please come here? We're going to pray that the Lord will bless you to be a blessing to the people of Kentucky and the people with whom you're going on the trip, that you could be a light and witness to them. Let's pray around her. Ladies, please come and pray around Sister Jessica. Also, man, we need prayer for Brother Hayes' granddaughter, Harlow. She's made some improvements, but she's also had some setbacks. Let's pray tonight that the Lord would minister to baby Harlow. Some men, if you'll go around and pray for Brother Hay right now in Jesus' name. Let's lift our voice. Lord God, right now I pray for Sister Jessica and the life you've called her, Lord, the passion, the purpose you have given her in her life. I pray you'd bless her, Lord, to be a witness and a light to those who are around her. Help her to be a blessing to the folks in Kentucky. Help her, Lord, I pray, as she'll learn there, and as she'll also contribute and give there, I pray you would bless her. Those who are going on the trip with her, may they see the Holy Ghost within her. If they don't have the Holy Ghost already, may they see the Holy Ghost at work in her life. And may they want what she has. May this be a time for her to be a light and witness around her. I pray tonight, Lord, for baby Harlow to be a light. Let the Spirit of the Lord be a light to them in darkness, Lord. I pray the darkness of sickness and all that Rachel and Damien are going through, but Sister Hay are dealing with right now. But I pray the light would shine and you'd give health and healing to baby Harlow. Strength to her tonight, Lord Jesus. Work a miracle in her life. Touch her right now, Lord. I pray in Jesus' name. Do for her what only you can. I pray for the power of the Spirit to move and work a miracle tonight in Jesus' name. Go to Akron Children's and work a miracle in her life, oh Lord. We trust you and we know you are able and willing. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Some people who want to know what should I do, what can I do. We just entertain the Lord just for a moment. All through Scripture, God called men and women into areas of ministry and impact for Him. And every time He called them, there was a holy moment. That's what we're experiencing right now, a holy moment of calling. Just wait on the Lord, oh Jesus, tonight. Everybody who's willing and available, God, would you call us into areas of ministry and make clear what you'd have us to be and what you'd have us to do. Give us tonight a passion for those areas and even a penchant for those areas. God, a desire. Thank you, Lord Jesus. This you feel so heavy is because you realize whatever God's calling you to, there's no way you can do it. Take a look at the callings all throughout Scripture. Moses, I can't do that, God. Abraham, I'm not even a dad. Jonah, Nineveh, I don't think so. Isaiah, not going to happen. Jeremiah, I'm just a kid. Look at all the callings all throughout Scripture. Every one of them looked at God and said, there's no way I can do that. And God would look back at them and say, I know. You can't. I can. So the reason you feel this weight tonight, this heaviness in the spirit, is because you realize God is calling you to do something that's just as we sang. He's calling you to walk on some water that you never thought you were going to walk on. But you can't walk on alone. You've got to walk with God. And God will walk with you day by day by day by day. Whatever he's calling you to do, understand you need him to do it. So don't forsake him. Walk with God. And he'll walk you into the calling and purpose he put in your life. Thank you, Lord Jesus, once more. For this beautiful time of calling and impartation we're experiencing tonight, God, may this be a watershed in the lives of so many in this church. May it be a moment to which we will look back and realize this was the beginning of a call and a purpose you placed in our lives. Help us to walk with you and to fulfill whatever you've called us to do until you come back in Jesus' name. Need to meet with our ministry leaders. We've got to plan our family revival. We'll do this as quickly as possible, I promise, but we need to meet in the men's prayer room in about 3 minutes. If you'll meet me there, we will finish, and then we can all go and get some good eats. God bless you. Thank you for being in church tonight. You're dismissed. Ministry leaders, please.